This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Georgian parliament has approved a divisive bill on foreign influence on the third and final reading on Tuesday, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The bill requires media and non-governmental organizations and other non-profits to register as pursuing the interests of a foreign power if they receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad. Skirmishes erupted during discussions over the law. Outside Parliament, bill critics like analyst Alex Petriashvili says it's a threat to democratic freedoms and the country's aspirations to join the EU.
I have no doubts that more and more people will come to the streets.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is seeking to rally the spirits of Ukrainians facing a fierce new Russian offensive, assuring them that they are not standing alone and that billions of dollars in American military aid is on the way to the country and will make a real difference on the battlefield. On an unannounced visit to Kyiv on Tuesday, Blinken told Ukrainian leaders that despite a months-long delay in U.S., assistance that left them vulnerable to renewed Russian military strikes, more weaponry is coming, and some has already arrived. He made the case as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to him for more air defense systems to protect civilians. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal welcomed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Kyiv on Tuesday. As Blinken came to Ukraine as the first senior U.S. official since Congress passed the long-delayed $61 billion aid package last month. Shmyhal thanked the United States for the financial aid and expressed the hope that it will, quote, start liberating our territories. This is VOA News. The United Nations chief is, quote, appalled by the escalation of military activity in and around Rafah by the Israeli Defense Forces, which is further impeding desperately needed aid deliveries and worsening an already dire situation, the UN says. Deputy spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters on Tuesday Secretary General Antonio Guterres also criticized the indiscriminate firing of rockets by militants from Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A groundbreaking clinical trial is underway in South Africa, marking a pivotal moment in the fight against tuberculosis. Zahir Kasim has the story.
The vaccine works with people who have latent TB. This is when the infection is in the body, but the individual does not feel sick and cannot spread the disease. TB only becomes active if the immune system weakens, so it is dangerous when immunity is compromised, such as for HIV or AIDS patients. The MCM22 vaccine trial, headed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Medical Research Institute and the Wellcome Trust, represents a collaborative effort involving up to 20,000 participants. The study includes 60 sites globally, with 32 sites in South Africa. Zahi Kasim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Residents in Nigeria have reported smoke and the sound of explosions near a major oil and gas facility. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Smoke belched into the air near a major Shell oil and gas facility in Nigeria on Tuesday. A spokesperson for the energy giant said it was investigating. The Baron Ubie facility in Bayelsa State.
I hear the sound. Boom!
Farmer Obiogbuku said Shell had entered the area with the fire service. A fire was reported by residents in the nearby community, who said blasts were heard where pipeline repair works had been ongoing.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Michael Cohen is testifying again in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial. But there's been no witness stand fireworks so far from Cohen on Tuesday, a man who was defined for years by being Trump's problem solver. Instead, his testimony is about personally mislabeled checks, false receipts, and blind loyalty, and it underscored the foundational argument of the case that it's not about the spectacle of what Trump was paying for, but rather his effort to illegally cover up those payments. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.